Could the 20th century have turned out very differently? 20 years after the Treaty of Versailles that set terms for victors and vanquished, after the First World War tore Europe apart, those same countries were at it again. What happened? This was supposed to be the war to end all wars. The treaty the victors wrote in 1919 was driven by a determination to bring about world peace. So where did they go wrong? Carlisle Cameron is inviting her students at St. Francis School to rewrite history. She's on hand to tell us about it. Good morning, Carlisle. How are you?
Good morning.
We can only imagine the difficulty of the decisions that were faced by the diplomats who wrote the Paris peace talks.
Yes.
But still, what's the sort of overview of what happened, what resulted from that?
Well, part of what started this entire thing was giving students a chance to see how history overlaps itself. Mm-hmm. And the idea actually came up when I was watching Prime Minister Netanyahu's recent address. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about Iran's nuclear age. And I started backing up, and I knew we were starting World War One. And it almost becomes, well, if this happened, if this didn't happen, then this wouldn't have happened.
Right.
And so I started looking at how to truly understand World War Two. And in order to understand World War Two, you have to go back to World War One. And the pivotal point becomes the Treaty of Versailles. And what if students could completely change history? So we put together a game where the groups were actually divided into three, France, Britain, and the United States. Mm-hmm. And they were given certain points that they had to familiarize themselves with, understanding that at a certain point, which would be today, they would negotiate with the other two countries. So what it allows them to do is not only look at some of the points, but also to understand, and we talked about this in class, if the Treaty of Versailles had been different, could there have been someone like Hitler coming to power? And if there's no Hitler, would there have been a Holocaust? Would there have been a World War II? Would there have been an atomic bomb? So would there have been a nuclear age? And if there wasn't, would Prime Minister Netanyahu be addressing
Absolutely,
exactly.
Interconnected, because yeah. Also the current map of the Middle East is very much determined by
exactly.
The Treaty of Versailles, and very arbitrary in terms of the people who actually live
exactly,
in the Middle East.
Yes. So it allows them to really explore in their research what they need, and to also indirectly see some of the challenges faced in foreign policy when they try to negotiate with each other, because each country is going to sit at the table with a different agenda.
Yeah.
They receive points or lose points based on their ability to meet their agenda. And that's the first part of the game.
And allies can have competing agendas,
exactly.
Even allies in victory.
So it's important to also simplify it for them, where if they can understand the nuances of a friendship and loyalty and conflict and what you will do for a friend, if you can understand that, then you can actually, on a simpler basis, understand what happens in foreign policy in terms of allies. And so we also looked at certain things that were of an issue over the last week. We talked about different territories that are going to be a part of the discussion of whether or not they should be returned to their original country. Why did they become a part of German territory? And then also, in trying to understand the war reparations and the war guilt clause, to really kind of take a look at how much is enough. So each country...
Do you need to destroy a country's economy?
Exactly. And what was everybody's mission in this? So France... The students in France have a completely different outlook than, say, the United States, just
sure.
Because the majority of the war was fought on their territory.
And they're not likely to be, the United
exactly.
States is not likely
yeah.
to be invaded
exactly.
the next time.
So talking individually with each country allowed them to see what they needed to really consider. And then I asked them, how much is it going to cost to repair your nation after this war? And if somebody else doesn't pay for it, can your country afford to pay for it?
Yeah.
What are your citizens going to think if you come back without enough money to rebuild your villages? So it really becomes something that is student driven, and in the process it gains momentum and they become more and more competitive about winning the most points. And they did something very similar in the first semester, which was a constitutional convention, where they got very competitive. They really got caught up in the energy of winning,
mm-hmm.
only to discover that unless you work together, there are no winners.
Which is kind of a replay of, of America's
exactly.
constitutional yeah. convention.
Yeah.
Well, again and again, what you're showing them is that things are a lot more complex than you would have thought, rather than the opposite. This is not simplifying history.
No.
It's, you can't give something without giving something back.
Exactly.
The whole give and take of diplomacy and the terrible compromises that that leaders of nations have to face. What if people die as a result of the decisions you just made?
It's true, and I think they did learn some lessons from the previous simulation that we did. And they're applying them to this one. And to understand how to sit at a table with your agenda and try to understand the others. At a certain point in the game, it initially starts off kind of like a poker game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I explained it to them. Do you want to show your cards?
Right.
But at a certain point when the game switches and they are no longer going to be gaining points, and they're going to be allowed to, I hope they're not listening because they're not supposed to know this, but at a certain point halfway in the game switches, and instead of gaining points, it becomes what's the best treaty that you can do, and how they will switch how they deal with each other and really start to cooperate with each other so that we can, after it's all done, sit down and say, you know, what's the difference? How can we get to that point? And now you can sort of understand the difficulties that people that are in foreign policy have to deal with, because they are instructed to deal with their country's agenda.
And you know, it's also part of becoming an adult, it facing compromise. You know, young people find it very easy to deride the compromises adults make until they grow up a little bit.
There are so many life lessons in this, so it's
terrific.
I think it's
project.
Really helpful.
Thanks very much, Carlisle. Carlisle Cameron has been a history teacher at St. Francis School for 6 of her 16 years as an educator, and you can learn more about her Paris Peace Talks project on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
Press a teardrop from your eyes, soldier boy. When you're on the deep blue sea, when you sometimes think of me, I'll be waiting anxiously, soldier boy. So we're many friends, a friend, a soldier boy. Keep my picture near your heart, soldier boy. When you've won your victory, God will bring you back to me. Horrible, but not the time, soldier boy.